What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, yeah. What's going on, DMV? You know who it is. Youngest in Charge Movement. Linnell Willingham here with you live and local on 106.7 The Fan. And always streaming live nationally on the always free Odyssey app. Ride with me. As I take you up to 7:15 here on this abbreviated Tuesday night edition of Overtime. Leading into Nats baseball, it is a 7:45 first pitch. Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler get you warmed up with Nats on deck beginning at 7:15. And I heard from a birdie that if you keep it locked right here on The Fan into Nats on deck, which what else would you be doing tonight? You'll get to hear Charlie Slows and the new general manager of the Washington Nationals, Mike DiBartolo, a 9-minute sit-down conversation coming your way in the 7 o'clock hour during Nats on Deck. Top of the 7 o'clock hour here tonight, right before we get out of here, Ken Rosenthal of The Athletic with some pretty interesting comments and suggestions for the Washington Nationals moving forward when you consider the current state that they're in. Obviously, the catastrophic move that happened on Sunday, parting ways with Mike Rizzo and Davey Martinez, a move that honestly sent shockwaves through the DMV. We'll let you hear from Ken Rosenthal, who really, to me, and what he is suggesting, I don't know if things in D.C. are that bad, but his perspective, interesting nonetheless. You can call us at 1-800-636-1067. That's 1-800-636-1067. So, obviously, this afternoon has been spent talking about the fallout from what happened on Sunday. Mike Rizzo, Davey Martinez out as the manager and president of baseball operations here in our nation's capital. If you got the chance to hop on with me last night, took a bunch of your calls, thought we had some really good conversation that went back and forth. Here is where things stand for me. I continue to believe that the next moves for this organization, talking about the Nationals, are going to be key. And they are going to show just how invested, just how serious, right, the Lerner family is taking this thing. Because based off of comments that I've read online, based off of some of the calls that I've taken, some of the calls that I've listened to on other shows, it is, to this point, it's to my belief that, you know, a lot of folks feel like Mike Rizzo got the short end of the stick. You'll get to hear from Mike Rizzo tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Eastern time, right here on The Fan as he joins the Sports Junkies for his first public comment since being relieved of his duties on Sunday. You want to talk about must-listen appointment radio. Where else would you rather be tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. when Mike Rizzo joins the Junks? I just think the more and more, you know, opportunity that I've gotten to, you know, sit back and listen to others that are little bit more well-versed on this than I am. I just think it's a very unique situation, and I am not ready to move on, but I'm certainly ready for what is next. Now, Mike DiBartolo now is going to be running this club, and we mentioned he will talk, and you'll hear him speak during Nats on Deck coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. But in terms of what he brings to the table, I said it yesterday, I'll reiterate it here again. I haven't got the chance to hear any of his media availability that he had with the local media earlier. I know Spencer Nussbaum was on with G&D to wrap up their show, kind of giving the ins and outs of, you know, what he had to say. What we know about DiBartolo is that he is an analytics-driven guy. And when you think about the way this organization has been run over the past 19 years, 18 years under Mike Rizzo, it was not that type of approach. Now, I said it last night, I'll reiterate it here again. If they show signs of life down the stretch, if there is an improvement down the stretch, I think DiBartolo keeps the job and they remove the interim tag. I think he right now should be considered the odds-on favorite to be this team's next president of baseball operations. And it goes back to, for me, what they've done in the business side of things. And I understand you cannot run your baseball ops the way that you run your business operation, but they have promoted from within, and they have made a habit of promoting from within. With DiBartolo, like, I don't know. There are a lot of people that have a lot of good things to say about him, first and foremost, right? Super detailed, data-driven guy. And I think what is needed right now for this organization, and why I think he's the perfect guy for it, you need a change of philosophy. And I think in terms of changing the philosophy, it's not just about that. They need a new voice. And I feel like having him spearhead things and having him oversee the baseball operations, you know, may provide sort of like a breath of fresh air in that organization. They need it right now. And I understand he's somebody that's been there before. I get it. But with the draft coming up this weekend, you have to wonder. You have to wonder which direction he wants to go, and will it differ from what Mike Rizzo was going to do on Sunday? That's the million-dollar question right now to me. How will Sunday go? Because if it was me, and I know people don't view it probably this way. I'm, you know, maybe in the minority with this. I'm going with Kane Anderson. I'm taking the pitcher from LSU on Sunday. That is how I would go. That is the way that I would move if I was the Washington Nationals. Will they do so? We'll see. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at @NELL_BTP. When we come back, we will let you hear from Spencer Nussbaum of the Washington Post. He joined Grant and Danny at the tail end of their show and kind of gave some insight as to how DiBartolo is going to be running the club differently. That is next here on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Just getting rolling here on this Tuesday night edition of Overtime. You're tapped in to the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. We'll take you up to 7:15. Nats baseball comes your way at that point. Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler will get you warmed up with Nats on deck. The start time was initially set for 7:45. That has now been delayed thanks to some weather out in St. Louis, so we'll keep you up to speed with the latest on that. This segment, though, brought to you by our friends at Paul Hemner's Window Installation, your clear home improvement choice. This July only, get $120 off each window with a 5-window minimum and $500 off each door at Paul Hemner's Window Installation. Schedule your no-pressure free estimate today at paulhemnerswindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. Talking all things Washington Nationals as they try to pick up the pieces tonight, playing their first game since the major shakeups that happened within this front office on Sunday. Mike Rizzo out as the president of baseball operations, and then Davey Martinez out as the team's manager. Martinez replaced by Cairo, and it feels like tonight, when it comes to how this group will look and whether or not they're motivated or not, we'll see if Miguel Cairo and his words get anything to change when it comes to the Washington Nationals. Reading the quotes of him speaking earlier today, you know, hearing him get emotional, like that's tough. And it kind of, you know, peels the curtain back and lets you know that, like, these are real humans and people at the end of the day, despite them getting paid, you know, a pretty handsome salary to oversee a child's game, you still know, you know, that there are some emotions involved in all of this, and obviously had to be a tough day Sunday for Miguel Cairo. Tonight, though, an opportunity to put it all behind him as he's now getting the opportunity of a lifetime to be the skipper of the Washington Nationals. Now, speaking of Mike Rizzo, mentioned that he was also relieved of his duties on Sunday as well. You will get to hear from Mike Rizzo tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. right here on 106.7 The Fan on the Sports Junkies. His first public comments since being fired on Sunday. That is tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., right here on the Junkies. Mike Rizzo's replacement, Mike DiBartolo, taking over as the president of baseball operations, overseeing the day-to-day stuff, and he is going to be in charge of the Major League Baseball draft coming up on Sunday, where the Nats own the number one overall pick. As we mentioned, though, a lot of really positive things being said about Mike DiBartolo, including, you know, his ability to really be a deep critical thinker and lean in to the analytics-driven approach. The big question I have is, will things actually be different? If they are actually different, like I said, I can see him being the guy that gets the interim tag lifted. I can see Mike DiBartolo being the new president of baseball operations here in the nation's capital. What does he have to do to have that happen? I think he's got to have 110% buy-in from everyone within the organization. The players, coaches, scouts, most importantly, the ownership group. Spencer Nussbaum of the Washington Post joined Grant and Danny at the tail end of their show and gave, you know, some insight as to how the new president, the interim, excuse me, president of baseball ops, Mike DiBartolo, is running things differently here.
He's going to run this club differently. That was basically the first words out of his mouth. He wants to run the club with more data, with more technology, with more of a forward-thinking slant. And while he didn't necessarily characterize it as a modernization, I think that's basically the way that we can read it. And look, again, he's not going to come out and say, we're going to do every single thing differently. No interim GM ever is, but that was about as close as you're ever going to get to hearing someone say something like that. He also mentioned that he believes they have the tools and the people in place to do great work. That includes data, that includes most of the technology. Where he senses a change is integrating it more in their process, in their decision making, which again is kind of a left turn from where the organization was even, you know, 48 hours ago.
Spencer Nussbaum on how things are going to be different under Mike DiBartolo as he now takes over as the interim president of baseball operations. I am fascinated to see, you know, what is different about his approach. I was talking to the fellas behind the glass as we were transitioning shows here, and they alluded to Spencer revealing that DiBartolo was actually, you know, pretty instrumental in that Juan Soto deal that obviously changed the course of this franchise in a good way, I would say. Obviously, it stinks to lose Soto, who was actually snubbed and is not going to be an all-star this year in his first year in New York with the Mets. But, you know, to hear that DiBartolo was really instrumental in picking the prospects that came back to the nation's capital, it clearly he's got an eye for talent, because Mackenzie Gore, James Wood, C.J. Abrams, dogs. Absolute dogs. So if you're a fan out there and you are kind of wondering, well, how will they pick up the pieces? What is going to be next? I'm all in with getting behind Mike DiBartolo. But the other thing is this. While I'm all in for getting behind him, I think at this point, it would be organizational malpractice if the Lerner family did not seriously vet other candidates from outside of the organization. They've got to do that. They've got to do that. And based off of things that you hear folks say about DiBartolo, he's got the chops to actually legitimately earn the job. And what is most interesting to me is, like, I think about, well, how can the ownership group sell Mike DiBartolo taking over and removing that interim tag? It would seem like to the fans that, hey, it's just the status quo, right? I don't think it's as much. I really don't, because I do think, you know, based off of things that you read, based on the way other folks talk about it, there is a change in philosophy, a change in approach, a difference in approach between Mike DiBartolo and Mike Rizzo. And I can't wait to hear Rizzo tomorrow, 9 a.m. sharp, right here on the Fantasy Joints and Sports Junkies, to hear what Rizzo has to say about DiBartolo. Like, that to me is just as important. I know I spent a lot of last night, felt like dunking on Mike Rizzo. That's not at all what it was supposed to be. I just want to provide transparency here to you guys, right? Because it felt like all day long on the phones, based off of the calls that, you know, all the different shows took, a lot of you all out there in the fan base were having a pity party for Mike Rizzo yesterday. And while I will say that he wasn't, you know, all bad while he was here in our nation's capital, the draft track record speaks for itself. That's why Sunday is so important to me. What will be different about Sunday than previous drafts now that DiBartolo is running things? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at @NELL_BTP. Taking up the 7:15 tonight, we'll hand things over to Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler. At that time, they get you warmed up for game one of Nats and Cardinals. Nats are going to have a 6-game road trip before they come back, or before they enter the All-Star break, and then have 6 straight at home. That begins tonight in St. Louis. We mentioned at the start of the segment, delayed start time. When we find out the start time, we'll get it to you. Coming up next there on The Fan, though, Ken Rosenthal of The Athletic with some pretty interesting comments about how the Nationals should move forward. That's next on The Fan. One 800 636 1067 is the number here on this Tuesday night edition of Overtime. We'll lead you in to Washington Nationals baseball. A little bit of a rain delay going on out in St. Louis. Still awaiting an official start time to game one of Nats and Cardinals. We'll take you up the Nats on deck. After that, we're back. More overtime following the Nats pregame show. Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler will get you warmed up for game one of Nats and Cardinals. When we find out an official start time, we will let you know. But until then, we are keeping the party local, and for good reason. Massive news that broke on Sunday. Mike Rizzo, Davey Martinez out here in the nation's capital. Felt like, just from trying to, you know, just from gauging how people feel about this, it definitely feels like, in terms of Davey being let go, that was expected. That was anticipated. The Mike Rizzo portion of this, I think sent shockwaves through the DMV and really, you know, had people scratching their heads in terms of why the move was made. It isn't too big of a surprise. I think to keep one without the other wouldn't have made a whole lot of sense. A lot of people have continued to speculate how it actually went down. Was there an ultimatum that was given or what? But I will say this. It happened. And where I'm at right now is kind of what's next. How do they move forward? What is next with this organization? What are the next moves that they will make? And I feel like the back half of this season, obviously you got these two series on the road before you go into the All-Star break and then you're back home. Post-All-Star break, the second half of the season is going to be critical. Critical for this group moving forward in terms of who stays and, you know, potentially who goes. Now, I expect them to be major sellers at the deadline. Like, make no mistake about it. I think they will be major sellers at the deadline. I think they have a couple of veteran pieces that they can, you know, net a decent return for. The bigger question is, are they going to be soft sellers? Are they going to be aggressive sellers? That's the big question. I would think they're going to be soft sellers. I would think that a guy like C.J. Abrams, James Wood, Mackenzie Gore, no chance that this organization would move on from those three guys, right? Maybe not so fast. According to senior MLB writer for The Athletic, Ken Rosenthal, he had this to say about what the Nationals need to do, quite frankly, moving forward here.
They don't really have a lot to trade. Kyle Finnegan would be their most interesting guy on an expiring contract. Mike Soroka would have some interest to teams, perhaps. As for the others, Nathaniel Lowe is on a two-year deal, expires after 26. He's not performing that well. There isn't that much that they necessarily would want to do. The one guy that I find very interesting is Mackenzie Gore, all-star left-hander, who is at the same level of service that Juan Soto was when the Nationals traded him to the Padres at the 2022 deadline. Now you might say, well, why would you trade Mackenzie Gore? Well, he's represented by Scott Boras. Scott Boras generally likes his clients to establish their values on the open market. An extension would appear unlikely, especially with the Nationals not spending the way they once did. So that would be admitting that the team needs to go backwards before going forwards again. And maybe the Nationals don't want to admit that, but their system is not in a place to support Gore and James Wood and C.J. Abrams. They've got those three guys from the trade and then might get a few others from that trade as well. But it will be interesting to me to see if they are willing to entertain Gore, because that guy, if he got out there, then we're talking a monster package in return. And let's face it, they need more players.
That is a fascinating angle from senior Major League Baseball writer for The Athletic, Ken Rosenthal, suggesting that maybe the Nats don't have the system in place, the infrastructure in place to support Mackenzie Gore, all-star, James Wood, all-star, C.J. Abrams, all-star snub. I want to open up the phones on this at 1-800-636-1067. After hearing what Ken Rosenthal had to say, and we'll touch on this when we come back from our halftime here on Overtime, as we follow up Charlie and Dave as they wrap up Nats on Deck. Should the Nationals strongly consider trading a guy like Mackenzie Gore? When you hear Ken Rosenthal's explanation, makes sense. But I obviously think it is dependent on what type of package you're going to get in return for Mackenzie Gore. You're not going to trade Mackenzie Gore for a bag of chips, right? But when you consider what he's done this year, the consistency, top three in all of Major League Baseball in terms of strikeouts, he has been awesome this year. If you don't feel like you can re-sign him, though, would it make sense to move on? That's what Ken Rosenthal is suggesting. Like I said a moment ago, I think at first blush when you hear somebody say that, you're going, what the hell are you talking about? I'll just trade away your best arm. Well, what good is Mackenzie Gore in Washington if he's not going to have the run support behind him, if he is not going to have the defensive support behind him. And when you consider, like Ken Rosenthal said, who he is represented by, I'm not going to say it's a 100% chance. There's a damn strong possibility that Scott Boras is going to want Mackenzie Gore to test the open market and, you know, get the, you know, largest possible bag. Like, that's what it's about for Scott Boras. That's his thought process. What does that mean here right now in D.C.? I think it means if you are DeBartolo, if you are the learners, if you are the scouts, are you seriously considering this? At this current juncture, I'd have to say, yeah, they probably are considering it. Privately, I don't know if I don't foresee them coming out publicly and saying that they're, you know, thinking about shopping Mackenzie Gore, but it's got to be on the table here. It's got to be a possibility, especially when you consider where this organization is. It's going to be fascinating to see what actually happens, man. If they did pull the trigger on a Mackenzie Gore deal ahead of the deadline, you thought Sunday sent shockwaves through the DMV. That would do the same. But I feel like with Mackenzie, if he was dealt, there would be more of an understanding, I think, from the fan base, because you got to be real with where you are right now as a club. You need prospects in your system because your system's not that good. Nats on Deck comes your way here momentarily. Charlie and Dave will get you warmed up for game one of Nats and Cardinals. We're back with you ahead of the rain delay.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.